Welcome back. In this audio lesson, we're doing one of the most important Ableton workflows for drum and bass, jamming fast in session view like it's an instrument, and then turning that jam into a Reval arrangement view timeline with proper old-school DNB energy. The goal is simple. You're not leaving today with an 8-bar loop. You're leaving with a 2 to 3 minute sketch that has an intro, a build, a drop, a switch up, a second drop, and an outro that actually feels like a track you could DJ with. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to classic DNB speed, anywhere from 172 to 176. I'm going to pick 174 BPM. Next, set global quantization to 1 bar. This is huge. 1 bar quantization is what makes your scene launches land tight and feel intentional, like the whole thing is snapping into place on phrase boundaries. If your quantization is too small, like a 16th note, you'll get flams and messy drop timing and you'll think your drums are off, when it's really just your launching. Turn the metronome on while you build clips. Later, when you perform, you can turn it off so it feels more like a real run. Now we're going to build a session view layout that behaves like a performance rig. Think of it like drums in a lane, bass in a lane, music and atmos in a lane, and a little effects lane. And then we'll build scene rows that already imply an arrangement. Here's a clean starter track layout. First, a drum track for your break, like an amen or an old jungle break. Then a separate drum track for tops, like hats, shakers, rides. Optionally, a kick and snare reinforcement track if you want extra punch, but you can keep it simple. Then two bass tracks, one for sub, one for res or mid bass. Then a stab or hoover track for that classic offbeat jungle flavor. Then a pad or atmos track. Then an effects track for risers, impacts, vox shots, whatever. And create two return tracks. Return a reverb and return B delay. On the reverb return, use hybrid reverb. Pick a plate or hall. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. And do a low cut, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, because you do not want reverb clouding up your low end in drum and bass. On the delay return, use echo. Set the time to an eighth note or a quarter dotted. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Then filter out the lows below about 250 Hz. So it doesn't turn into mud. Quick coach note, color code your tracks. Drums one color, bass another, music and effects another. And name your clips with little prefixes like a_, b_, fill_, stop_, hp_. That tiny habit saves you in the middle of a jam when you're making split-second decisions. Now let's build clips that arrange themselves. We're going to think in phrases, in jungle and old-school DNB. 8-bar and 16-bar logic is everything. You can do wild edits, but the track still feels like it's moving in musical paragraphs. Start with the break. On your drum's break track, load a break into Simpler or just drop the audio in as a clip. For warp mode on breaks, try beats. Preserve transients and set the envelope somewhere around 10 to 25 so you keep punch without smearing. Set your first main break clip to 8 bars. Now make a handful of break clips. You want variations you can trigger like weapons. Clip 1 is your main groove. Break a clean. Clip 2 is break a high pass for the intro. Put an auto filter on. Set it to high pass, 24 dB slope, and aim the cutoff around 250 to 450 Hz. That instantly gives you intro energy without rewriting anything. Clip 3 is break a fill. Classic move. Use the clip loop brace and start marker to grab a different chunk for the last bar. Even just shifting the start point can create a fill feel. Don't overthink it. We want quick, playable options. Clip 4 is break B variation. That can be a different break, or just a different start point from the same break. Old school often gets a ton of mileage out of the same sample, just recontextualized. Clip 5 is the secret weapon. Break stops. 1 bar of silence. Yes, silence. A 1-bar stop before a drop is basically a cheat code for tension. Now your tops track. Use a drum rack with hats and shakers. Make 2 8-bar clips. Tops steady, and tops B with more open hat or a ride so you can open it up for drop 2. Group your drum tracks into a drum group. On the group, add drum bus. Drive anywhere from 5 to 15. Keep boom subtle, because DNB low end gets crowded fast. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not mastering, we're just gluing the drum stack into one moving thing. Now bass, we split it into 2 tracks for control and clarity. Sub track first, keep it mono and clean, use wave eatable or operator. Start with a sine, add saturator with soft clip on, then EQ 8, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400. Make two sub-MIDI clips, each 8 bars. Sub-A is your main rolling pattern. Sub-B is the same key, but a different rhythm, so the switch-up can feel different without changing the whole track. Teacher tip here, in old-school DNB, a bass line can be ridiculously simple. 1 to 3 notes per phrase. The groove, the edits, and the arrangement do the heavy lifting. Now the Reese or mid-bass track for movement and dirt. In Waveatable, set USK 1 to saw, USK 2 to saw, detune slightly, unison 2 to 4 voices, amount low-ish. Then add an auto filter, low pass, and plan to map the cutoff so you can perform it. Add saturator. Add chorus ensemble subtly for width, but keep the low-end mono by eking. Then EQ 8 and high pass around 90 to 130 Hz so your sub-track owns the real low-end. Make 3 Reese MIDI clips. Reese a main, Reese a filtered intro, same notes but with a lower filter cutoff so it's tucked back, and Reese B for the switch up, either different rhythm or slightly different note pattern. Extra coach move, on bass and Atmos clips, consider turning on legato in the clip launch settings. Legato means when you switch clips, playback position continues instead of restarting. That's amazing for pads and rolling bass, because restarting can feel like the track keeps resetting every time you change scenes. Now music and Atmos. For stabs or hoovers, use analog or Waveatable. Add just a touch of redux downsample, like 2 to 6, very subtle, just for grit. Then send a bit to reverb, and maybe a touch to echo. Create a 1-bar stab hit clip, like a single stab on an upbeat. And create an 8-bar stab pattern clip for the drop sections. For pads and Atmos, grab a long texture or a synth pad, and auto pan very slow, around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, amount around 20 to 40%. Make an intro Atmos clip around 16 bars, and a drop Atmos clip around 8 bars. Now we build scenes like an arrangement. On the right side, create scene rows and name them with length so you can think like a DJ. Scene 1. Intro, 16 bars. Filtered break. Atmos tie tops. Scene 2. Intro build, 8 bars. Add more tops. Bring in bass but filtered. Scene 3. Drop 1, 16 bars, full drums, full bass, stabs. Scene 4, drop 1 fill, 8 bars, more edits, maybe a stop, maybe a snare rush, basically a something happens section. Scene 5, switch or B section, 16 bars, alternate break clip, Reese B, different stab rhythm. Scene 6, drop 2, 16 bars, biggest version, add the ride tops, slightly more saturation, extra FX. Scene 7. Outro, 16 bars. Remove bass, keep drums and Atmos, then filter down, and keep global quantization at 1 bar the whole time. Now, performance controls. This is where it gets fun. Create a drum group and a bass group, and keep your macros minimal, like 3 to 5, so you can actually perform them without panic. On your drum group, add an audio effect rack. Map an auto filter high pass cutoff to a macro. That's your intro and outro sweep. Add beat repeat for quick jungle stutters. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/16. Chance 10 to 25%. Variation 0 to 20. Map beat repeat on and off. And maybe map chance or grid if you want one more control. Add a utility at the end of the chain as a sanity check. Map gain to a macro so if you accidentally hype something, you can pull it back quickly without clipping. This is one of those boring producer habits that saves you. On the Reese track, map the filter, cutoff, and saturator drive. Optionally map redux dry wet for drop 2 crunch. And another coach note, launch quantization and record quantization are different. If you're playing in MIDI, you can set record quantization to 1/16 or 1/8 for quick clean takes, but keep launch quantization at 1 bar so your structure stays tight. Alright, now we jam and capture. This is the core workflow. You're going to perform your arrangement in session view, and Ableton is going to print that performance into arrangement view. Here's the move. Hit global record at the top. Not the clip record button. The global one. Launch scene 1 and let it play its full phrase. If it's a 16-bar intro, let it breathe for 16 bars. This is important. Old school DNB feels good because sections actually last long enough to lock in. Then launch scene 2 on the next phrase boundary. Keep it clean. Now we set up the drop, right before scene 3, do a 1-bar stop, launch your break stops clip, or even do a bass mute for a bar. That sudden absence creates tension instantly. Then on the very next bar, launch scene 3 and let the full drop slam in. During drop 1, do a couple of performance moves, but keep it tasteful. Toggle beat repeat for like 1 beat or 2 beats, then get out. Momentarily mute the tops for half a bar to create that suck-in effect. Then bring them back, maybe do a quick delay throw on a stab at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Then launch scene 5 for the switch up. Let it run. Give it space so the listener feels the contrast. Then scene 6 for drop 2. This is where you open the tops, add a ride, push a bit more saturation, and maybe make the mix slightly drier by reducing reverb so it feels heavier. Then scene 7 for the outro. Pull the bass out, filter the drums down, give it a DJ-friendly exit. Now, because Global Record was on, you've essentially recorded your performance. Press tab to go into arrangement view. If you ever tweak things in session view and then you hit play and your arrangement doesn't sound like what you recorded, look for the back to arrangement button. Click it. That tells Ableton to listen to the timeline again instead of your currently launched session clips. This trips up everyone at first. Now we clean up the arrangement. First, add locators. Intro, build, drop 1, switch, drop 2, outro. Just so you can navigate fast. Then consolidate your recorded chunks. Select a section, like your 16-bar drop, and consolidate. That makes it easier to duplicate and edit without dealing with a million tiny clip slices. Now tighten transitions with classic DDNB moves. Put a 1-bar drum fill before a drop. Add a crash or impact right on the downbeat of the drop. Do a 1/2-bar bass mute mid-drop, then bring it back so the groove re-hits harder. These are the little signposts that make an arrangement feel fast and exciting, even if the sounds are simple. Automation next. Use a 2-pass method so it doesn't get messy. Pass 1. Automate filters only. Drum high pass for intro and outro. Bass low pass for build into drop. Pass 2. Automate sends only. Reverb and delay throws at phrase ends. A little spike on the last stab of an 8 or 16 bar phrase goes a long way. Quick mixing safety. Throw a spectrum on the master, just to eyeball what the low end is doing. Add a limiter on the master to protect peaks while sketching. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. And do not chase loudness right now. We're building structure and vibe first. This audio version is shortened for playback.